When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The game is done.
David, you are my favorite Dodger insider.
Time for Dodger Talk.
If you're ready for the brand new day, let me hear you.
We break down all the action and give you your chance to react.
David Vasse is going to join us.
LA's favorite son.
866-987-2570.
We are rolling, boy, rolling.
It's time for Dodgers baseball.
All right.
Dodger Nation.
Dodger Talk is brought to you by Chef Marito,
seasoning partner of the Dodgers.
By Navien Tankless Water Heaters.
For endless hot water, visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
And by Chevrolet.
By New Roads.
And now your host for Dodger Talk,
David Vasse.
We are live at Dodger Stadium after the Dodgers close out this 8-game homestand with a 5-game winning streak, sweeping the Arizona Diamondbacks in 42 hours with a 5-3 victory here at Dodger Stadium this afternoon. Welcome to Dodger Talk. David Vasse with you until the bottom of the hour. That's when we hand things over to the kings of sports talk radio, Petros and Money, here in Los Angeles. The Dodgers got an okay performance from Walker Buehler today. I feel like he has set the expectation so high that when he has a couple of par starts, I'm not even going to say subpar, just par starts, everybody starts freaking out. But it's only May, and hopefully from here on out, it only gets better for Walker Buehler, who threw 91 pitches in 5 innings today. He only gave up 2 earned runs and had 4 strikeouts, so he managed the game today and kept the team in the game and waited for his offense to deliver. And that offense came in the form of Justin Turner, who hit a 3-run home run in the bottom of the 4th inning to give the Dodgers the lead after falling 2-1. So Justin Turner with a big home run to give the Dodgers the lead in a 4-run 4th inning, and they would not relinquish it as they defeat the Diamondbacks today by a final score of 5-3. We're taking your phone calls until the bottom of the hour at 866-987-2570. Great to see Daniel Hudson come in and never let there be any sort of doubt in the 9th inning, throwing 14 pitches to retire the Diamondbacks without any sort of thought of a comeback. And the Dodgers win their 25th game of the season. They're 25-12, first place in the National League West. And you have to give the Dodgers a lot of credit because things were not looking so great the first 3 games of this homestand when Bryce Harper and the Phillies came in and beat the Dodgers in the first 3 games of this 8-game homestand. But something changed on Sunday afternoon when Gavin Lux came back and had redemption for himself and for him and for the team. He had redemption for himself and for the team. He made a big error on that Sunday afternoon when Michael Grove made his major league debut. It was a 4-run error with 2 outs. And you thought, okay, here we go again. The Phillies are going to take advantage of Dodger mistakes. And it came down to the bottom of the 9th inning with 2 outs. Cody Bellinger had a 2-out triple. Chris Taylor had a 2-out walk. And then Gavin Lux had redemption with a 2-run walk-off double to give the Dodgers the win that afternoon. And from there on out, they had good vibes going into a very arduous 4 games in 42-hour stretch, a very arduous stretch here, something that no manager, as far as in the Dodger dugout goes, Dave Roberts, and no player in the Dodger dugout has experienced at any level of their lives, maybe little league, maybe travel ball if they're a little bit younger. But when was the last time you heard of baseball players playing 4 games in 42 hours? I have never heard that before. And talking to Freddie Freeman, Dave Roberts, Justin Turner, none of them had ever experienced that before. So just a big way to close out this homestand for the Dodgers, a five-game winning streak after losing the first three to Bryce Harper and the Phillies. 866-987-2570. And Justin Turner, so many of you were calling me wondering if this was the end for Justin Turner. I don't know what you guys were thinking, but come on. Justin Turner, you're giving up on him that quickly after a short spring training? I know he's 37 years old, but hasn't he built some credit up with you? It feels like he's just showing everybody that, you know what? You were throwing some premature dirt on his career. And here he is now with 18 RBIs in the month of May. So good for Justin Turner, showing everybody that his career is also far from over, along with David Price. Put some respect on that guy's name, huh? In the seventh inning, he comes in with runners on and two outs, gets the Dodgers out of that jam. I felt like Turner's three-run home run and Price coming into the seventh inning with two outs and not allowing a run and getting the Dodgers out of that inning were the two biggest momentum changers of the game today. I feel like the two veterans, one 37 years old in Turner and the other 36 years old in David Price, coming off the COVID IL, just proved a lot of people wrong on this Wednesday afternoon at Dodger Stadium. So come on, let's put some respect on these two guys' names, especially David Price, who people just treat like he's just some other mop-up guy in the Dodger bullpen. This guy can do a lot for the Dodgers if given the opportunity. I know he's on the last year of that big mega deal the Red Sox gave him. The Dodgers are paying half of that contract. I know he tapped out of 2020 to be with his family, and who can blame him for that? Buster Posey did the same thing with the Giants, and nobody's holding that against him. So come on, let's give David Price some respect. He pitched an inning and a third today of scoreless baseball and helped the Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks today by a final score of 5-3. So, Colin, don't you feel like Frank Stallone is waiting in the wings somewhere, somehow? No doubt. That was Kershaw's theme song to start the season. And here we are, Justin Turner and David Price getting into the act as well. These two guys are far from over, trust me. Justin Turner, 18 RBIs in the month of May, and a certain Orange County writer tried to already find him a spot in the Dodger broadcast booth. This guy's still got a lot of baseball left in him. Come on, far from over. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Justin Turner's home run in the bottom of the fourth inning completely changed the complexion of this game.
Here's the 3-2 pitch. There's a drive hit to left field, and this ball is up, and it is gone. And for Justin Turner, in his 1,300th Major League game, he gives the Dodgers a lead, a three-run blast here in the fourth inning. For Turner, his fourth of the year, and for the Dodgers, they lead it 4-2.
Rick Monday and Jose Mota on the call as Justin Turner gave the Dodgers the lead after falling behind 2-1. Daniel's Jewelers home run forecast congratulates Elizabeth Limos of Harbor City, who receives a $50 Daniel's Jewelers gift card for playing. For your chance to win a $50 gift card, go to am570lasports.com and use the keyword home run. The Dodgers win the final five games of this homestand on their way to the East Coast for their longest road trip of the season, a three-city 10-game road trip, riding a five-game winning streak to Philadelphia on Friday night for the opener of a three-game series there, and then on to Washington, D.C., and then coming back to the West Coast to the desert for a four-game series against these Diamondbacks, who the Dodgers just swept in a four-game series within 42 hours. We're taking you up to the bottom of the hour to Petros and Money, but first let's go back out to the phones. Tim in Lompoc, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. How you doing, Tim?
Hey, very good, David. I was going to get your opinion on the designated hitter rule with the Dodgers. It seems like it's helped us. I think Justin Turner, Max Muncy, and Cody Bellinger are just warming up. And, David, I agree with you. David Price had a great game, and Walker Buehler getting out of that bases-loaded jam with not giving up a run was big.
Certainly big. And, yeah, that was a big back-to-back strikeouts for Buehler. He got a ground ball to end that inning, but he's still not throwing the way we saw him throw in a season-high 33 starts yet last year, and we're just waiting for that. We've seen glimpses of it, but we haven't seen it consistently. But certainly for Walker Buehler to be able to keep the Dodgers in the game and go five innings without his best stuff is admirable in its own right, for sure. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. David Vasse live from Dodger Stadium until 5:30 when we hand things over to Petros and Money. By the way, the Dodgers came into this game scoring 49 runs in their last seven games. So if I'm on point with my math, they scored 54 runs on this eight-game homestand, including scoring double digits in three of the games on this eight-game road trip. So the narrative of the Dodger offense not clicking on all cylinders is certainly gone by the wayside with the way they scored runs on this homestand. 866-987-2570. You got everything on this homestand. You got home runs. You got Dave Roberts getting thrown out of a game yesterday. You had a doubleheader. You had bunt singles. I mean, are you not entertained by this Dodger team? They did everything on this eight-game homestand. Let's go out to Joel, who was at the game today. Hi, Joel. First question, obligatory question, Joel.
Hey, David.
Can I ask you an obligatory question, Joel, before you go on with your rant?
Hey, David, how are you and your family doing?
We're doing great, Joel. Can I ask you whether or not you're a sales guy? Is that how you showed up at the game today?
No. I paid my way. I was there right behind home plate for third base side. Hey, David, I just want to compliment Rick Monday. What an excellent radio broadcast he gives. I just loved him these last two games. Please pass on the compliments to Rick. I also want to know where the great Ned Colletti is at and how is Dustin May progressing.
Joel, number one, I appreciate the responsibility of you turning on your blinker left or right because we heard that as you were asking your question. Number two, Rick Monday and Jose Mota did a great job today on the broadcast. It brought me back to my youth when Rick Monday took over for Don Drysdale back in 1993. Him and Jose sounded great. And number three, Dustin May is progressing well. He actually put out a montage of himself after a year of Tommy John recovery, so he's expected to come back in the second half of the season. Joel, don't you think when a player puts out a montage of himself on social media, things are going in the right direction?
You know what he's got? I think so, too. He's got such great potential, such a tall man, a lanky arm. I think he's going to be a fantastic pitcher. But, Dave, where is the great Ned Colletti?
Parts unknown, Joel.
Parts unknown. Okay.
He's in the desert. He makes his regular home in Arizona. He comes out and teaches at Pepperdine. I saw he tweeted he was at a Dodger game on this homestand. So he's around. You might run into him at Dodger Stadium. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. 866-987-2570. The Dodgers defeat the Diamondbacks today 5-3. They win all four games within 42 hours of this series. Let's go out to our man, Sean in Carlsbad. You're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Sean.
Hey, David. Just want to say we don't listen to those Orange County writers. They don't know much. They're always trying to start trouble. But anyway, I looked at Walker's line after he was pulled, and I just felt like he had a really bad outing. And I looked at the line, and I was like, oh, heck, that wasn't too bad. It just really seemed a lot worse than it was. And I noticed DJ Sevier turned Justin Turner back into Turn Down for What for his walk-up song yesterday. And he's off the hook now. I think Muncy and Belly might want to go back to their old walk-up songs, maybe give it a try. That's all I got,
maybe.
David. Thanks. See
ya. All right, Sean. Thanks a lot for the phone call. I'm not sure it's the walk-up song, but great to hear that from Justin or from DJ Sevier. the Dodger Stadium DJ, but Justin Turner does it all. It's nobody else. It's not the music. It's not me. It's not Dave Roberts. It's Justin Turner. And Justin Turner not only helps himself, but he also helps his teammates. Guys have told me, and Gavin Lux even said after that Sunday walk-off double, that it was Justin Turner that noticed the weight transfer in his stride and his at-bat that was a little bit off in the middle of the game and helped him make adjustments for that ninth inning at-bat. So going back to 2019, Max Muncy told me Justin Turner is one of the best teammates in not only helping himself but coming back to the dugout and helping his teammates with a scouting report on that pitcher on the mound that day. So he's so invaluable in so many different ways on the field, and he's getting into a routine. I think, you know, I look back to what Gary Sheffield used to say when he went to the American League after playing the outfield for so many years and having to get used to being a DH. There is a big adjustment period when you're becoming the DH of a team, and Justin and Max Muncy and Edwin Rios have really shared the most time, and Justin has had more time at DH than any other Dodger. There's a routine that you need to learn and get into sync with, and I think that what you've seen in the month of May is Justin just getting used to being a DH like he was today, and all of a sudden you look up and Justin Turner has driven in almost 20 runs this month, and we're just barely halfway through the month of May. 18 RBIs in the month of May for Justin Turner. 866-987-2570. By the way, I know we all love offense. The chicks dig the long ball. Everybody loves Justin Turner. But how about David Price? Somebody going to put some respect on this guy's name? I think he showed what he's about today, coming off the COVID IL and still feeling some lingering effects of it. He was just as big to the Dodgers' win today as Justin Turner and Daniel Hudson were. Let's go out to L.A. George, you're on Dodger Talk live from Dodger Stadium. Hi, George.
Hey, how you doing there? I'm driving, just got off work. I'm going to say three things real quick.
Okay.
Anybody, I am a diehard Dodger fan. Anybody, fan, or if it's the media, if it's sports writers talking about Justin Turner or David Price, they are nuts. They are crazy. They don't know nothing about baseball. I don't care if Justin Turner was 40 years old. The man is still a dominant enforcer. He's a great influence to young players. He still can play the game. David Price, the only thing that I hurt, that it hurts me, I wish, but I'm not a manager, I wish David Price was starting. But where he at is great. And leave Justin Turner alone. This man can play another 2 to 3 years. If the Dodgers get rid of him, I'm going to be hurt for a long time. And another thing, I had this dream, same thing I had in 1988 with Fernando. I said, if they stop Fernando, the Dodgers are going to win the World Series. I want to think about Walker Buehler. All he have to do, because he's been struggling, but he's winning, but he's been struggling. If he changes his pants and make him a little longer, I guarantee he'll win 5 straight games. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
George, when you had that dream, were you taking a nap or was it a dream in the middle of the night?
It was a dream in the middle of the night. I never will forget. I went to sleep and I dreamed that I was at the game behind first base. And I hollered, if Fernando start this game, the Dodgers will win the World Series. And he started and Dodgers won the World Series.
I love it. What kind of dreams are you having these days, George?
Yeah, I got it. Walker Buehler changed, that make his pants a little longer, he'll win 5 straight. I guarantee.
So loosen up the pants, right? Too tight.
Loosen up the pants. He got to be relaxed. He got to get. He got to get that feel. And that's all.
I love it.
That's it.
Let the blood flow through the legs, George. I appreciate that phone call. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Let's go out to La Habra, Vic the Brick Country. Steve, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Feeling you, Steve.
Hey, buddy. Just want to let you know you do a great
buddy.
Job. But how many games
you just called
did
me
the
buddy.
Dodgers play in 32 hours?
Steve, you just called me buddy.
Because you're my buddy. You're my pal. You're my chum.
How many
hours did the Dodgers play 4 games in?
42 hours. Thanks for the phone call, buddy chum. Let's go out to my favorite part of SoCal outside of the 818. That's Zach in Long Beach. You're on Dodger Talk. How you doing, Zach? Where are you at right now? Legends? Phil Trainees?
I'm doing great. I'm not at Legends. I'm on the side of the road parked right now if the connection isn't perfect. With that said, David, I'm not going to call you buddy until I take you out for a burger and a beer or something like that. one thing I'm going to touch on.
I'll see you at Phil Trainee, Zach.
Hey, David, kind of to touch on what that one caller was talking about with Justin Turner. Same thing goes for Bellinger and any Dodger that's struggling. Please understand that the game, it's a game of failure. People are going to get in their hot streaks. You can't count them out just yet. You got to stick with them through the tough times, because when they're at the good times, that's when you want to, you know, you don't want to have that history of talking smack, you know. David, take it easy, my man.
All right, before you go, Zach, Justin Turner, a Lakewood kid. I know he lives in the San Fernando Valley now. I know he's been to a few different major league cities and the minor leagues and Fullerton and all that.
Yep.
How much of Justin Turner is there as far as pride goes in Long Beach and Lakewood in that area?
David, it's so funny you ask, and I'm glad I get to touch on this real quick. I know we got 3 minutes. I'm from Lakewood, California, born and raised in Long Beach. Justin Turner is very, very he's very well known out here. He's known as being a hard worker. And I played baseball at Lakewood. He played at Mayfair. So he's definitely popular. We also are big fans of J.P. Crawford and Dominic Smith on the Mets and the Mariners. So with that said, David, maybe we can get another caller in here. Have a good rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next time, all right?
How courteous. Thank you for the phone call, Zach. Very aware of the time and aware that we may want to get one more caller before we hand things over to Petros and Money. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. The Dodgers defeat the Diamondbacks today thanks to a three-run home run by Justin Turner in the bottom of the fourth inning by a final score of 5-3. Before we say goodbye and hand things over to Petros and Money, I want to give you an update on Clayton Kershaw, who at the beginning of this week was thought to have scheduled a bullpen session for today. That did not happen. And the reason why it's not happening is he's still experiencing some pain in the lower back hip area. He is not going to travel to the East Coast with the Dodgers. There's a chance he may meet up with them in Arizona. But in a world of contradictions, thank goodness for some common sense. Why would you put a guy on an airplane to the East Coast if he's having a bad back and a bad hip? So Thomas Albert, the Dodgers head trainer, a lot of common sense, and obviously the Dodgers are in great hands with him and the rest of the training staff to not have Kershaw go to the East Coast. So we'll see what happens with Kershaw. I've been telling you on Dodger Talk the last few days, it felt like things were not going the right direction for him, and he was not going to be activated during this upcoming road trip. So it looks like at the earliest, if things go well, maybe on the next homestand, Clayton Kershaw will be activated. But I do have good news when it comes to Andrew Heaney, who also is on the Dodgers injured list. Two-fifths of the Dodger rotation is on the injured list right now with Heaney and Kershaw. Heaney threw a 15-pitch bullpen session, and you may say, you know, 15-pitch bullpen session, what's the big deal about that? Well, he felt good today, and it's a first step forward to him getting back to this rotation after pitching so well in the first two games of his Dodger career. Colin, I'm not sure if we have what Andrew Heaney said earlier today, but Andrew was very confident that this is going to be a matter of weeks, not months, for his return to the rotation. So that's great news for the Dodgers that Heaney will be coming back in a matter of 3 to 4 weeks after he gets built up. Bullpen sessions, simulated games, and maybe a rehab start or two before he's back in the rotation before the All-Star break. That'll do it for us on Dodger Talk this afternoon. Oh, yeah. A little Stallone right there after two veterans remind you, don't count them out. 37-year-old Justin Turner with a big three-run home run in the bottom of the fourth inning. Mayfair zone, Justin Turner. Everybody's celebrating in Long Beach and Lakewood. 18 RBIs in the month of May. He's not going to be a waiter down there at Legends anytime soon. He's still got a lot of baseball left. And 36-year-old David Price comes in and pitches an inning and a third of scoreless baseball to get the Dodgers out of a jam and hand the ball to Daniel Hudson for his second save of the season and give Walker Buehler a 5-1 record after a 5-3 win here at Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers close out this 8-game homestand with 5 wins in a row. They have a travel day tomorrow to the East Coast. That's where they'll open up a three-game series against the Phillies again. Julio Urias on the mound against Ranger Suarez. Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck begins at 3 o'clock on Friday. First pitch at 4:05. Thanks to Colin Yee back at our Burbank studios. Thanks to Dwayne McDonald out here at Dodger Stadium. And thanks to you for listening. In case you missed any of the show, you can find it on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up next is Petros and Money. You'll hear from Isabel in Anaheim if they don't have anything prepared for the first 15 minutes of the show. And can't wait to hear them all the way to 7 o'clock. We'll talk to you on Friday. Once again, the final score from Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers win 4 games in 42 hours against the Diamondbacks, closing it out this afternoon with a 5-3 victory. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. See ya!
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.